Here inside Lad People's Stadium, Senior Bowl week, best against best, means some really good individual matchups.
And I tend to focus, even though I don't, it's funny how this happens. I was a defensive back, but I'm just incredibly drawn to the O-line, D-line drills because I really believe it exposes both strength and weakness. And the guy for me that starts this off is Eric Fisher, the offensive tackle from Central Michigan. Had a great matchup with Alex Okafor from Texas. Dropped his head a little bit. I thought he was going to lose him, but he's so quick. Power step back to the inside. He wins. Again, versus Okafor. Easy kick slide. Now watch the nasty finish. All the way back past the line of scrimmage. Guy that I didn't know much about heading into this week, David Questenberry, San Jose State, former walk-on, left guard. Excellent feet movement skills. They put him out at right tackle, which surprised me, and he still did well. This is a kid that's not going to be a first-round pick, but I believe has the movement skills to play at the next level. Brian Schwenke, is he a first-round pick? No. Do I love this kid as a center? Yes, I do. Undersized zone kid, 305 pounds, moves extremely well, and anchored better than expected against big bodies. This is a guy you can plug and play day one, and he'll play 10 years in the NFL. And finally, Lane Johnson, former quarterback. Boy, he's playing himself right into a first-round left tackle. Stoned to everybody and a little nasty. Talked to some of the scouts on the sidelines today. They kept talking about, yeah, the feet, the hands, yeah, but we like the nasty finish. So when I look at these guys, I walk away from it and go, okay, I got two first-round left tackles in this group. I've got a center I think I can start, and I get him somewhere in the middle rounds, and I got to figure this Questenberry dude out because I'm going to go back and watch some tape. He's a good football player, and I need to see where he fits it in. It might be as a starting guard in the NFL.
No real tangible way to measure how good those players were, the linemen, during the season. You can't say the same about Jordan Poyer, defensive back from Oregon State, led the Pac-12 in interceptions.
I love him. Absolutely love him. An absolute playmaking machine. And when you watch Jordan Poyer, anything short and intermediate, he seems to eat up. Look at him. Look at the transition skills. Reading the break, coming back for the football. Look at him stay there. Look at the concentration locking in, staying on the inside part of the wide receiver. What you worry about with him is when they take him downfield. Can he go all the way down there and make plays on the football when it's in the air? But anything short, he's taking care of it right now. I love him. Kevin Reddick's a guy who's interesting to me because he's flashed over these last couple of days. I think he moves very well. What they worry about with him when I talk with different scouts, can he use his hands well? Is he able to shed blockers and get to the football? When we talk about on his feet, running around blocks, getting to the passer, Kevin Reddick can do that. And Quentin Patton's a guy that not many people have seen. But you've heard about him. The legend is there. 21 catches against Texas A&M. He's gone for huge yardage, big production, Louisiana Tech under Sonny Dykson and that type of an offense. What I liked about him and watching him over these 2 days is how he competes for the football. He uses his body well, runs physical routes, and goes and gets the football. Quentin Patton, a big-time player, I think, from Louisiana Tech. He's caught my eye this week in a big way.